Netanyahu seems to believe that he controls the United States government, and with that, the people in the United States, and that if they somehow go against him, he has the right to rebuke them. Recently, he called all the people protesting what's going on in Gaza anti-Semitic. This war criminal murdering people in Gaza to the order of over 35,000 people has the nerve to complain about Americans who have humanity in seeing that no leader should be ethnic cleansing as Netanyahu is doing. It is uncalled for, is horrendous, and it's a disrespect to the people whose tax dollars are being used to fund this guy's murder of Palestinians. Now, here's the thing. Bernie Sanders, who has the right to talk about these issues in more detail than most of us, because again, Bernie Sanders is a Jewish senator, a senator of Jewish descent, who has relatives that died in the Holocaust. He has a right to talk about these issues. And when a Bernie Sanders come one step beyond or one step before calling what Netanyahu is doing a genocide by calling it ethnic cleansing, which pretty much is one of the forms of genocide, he calls it out definitively in this piece today. Listen to this, then we'll take it on the other side.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said this week that college protests in the U.S. are being led by, quote, anti-Semitic mobs. You responded by accusing him of, quote, attempting to distract us from the immoral and illegal war policies of your extremist and racist government. And you said, quote, it is not anti-Semitic to hold you accountable for your actions. Senator, can't both things be true? There are legitimate criticisms of the Netanyahu government, but some of these protests have also clearly tapped into a deep undercurrent of anti-Semitism.
Donna, anti-Semitism is a vile and disgusting ideology which has resulted in the deaths of many, many millions of people in the last 100 years. And we've got to oppose it in every form. And do I doubt for a moment that anti-Semitism exists and is growing in the United States, that is part, that exists among some people in the protest movement? Of course. But here is the reality. Right now, what Netanyahu's right-wing, extremist, and racist government is doing is unprecedented in the modern history of warfare. They have killed, in the last 6.5 months, 33,000 Palestinians, wounded 77,000, two-thirds of whom are women and children. They have destroyed over 60% of the housing. They have destroyed the healthcare system. They have destroyed the infrastructure, no electricity, very little water. And right now, we are looking at the possibility of mass starvation and famine in Gaza. When you make those charges, that is not anti-Semitic. That is a reality. So our job is to condemn Hamas, a terrorist organization that started this war, condemn in every form anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and other forms of bigotry. But we do have to pay attention to the disastrous and unprecedented humanitarian disaster taking place in Gaza right now. Netanyahu is trying to do, very clearly, is to say, anybody who criticizes what Israel is doing, you are anti-Semitic. Well, are there some anti-Semites? Yeah. But what I'm saying is, if you look at the polling, the vast majority of the American people are disgusted with Netanyahu's war machine in Gaza, and they do not want further U.S. military aid to his government.
I've gotten texts from students, one in Michigan in particular, who said that he has to take his Jewish star off because people aren't asking him about his view on Israel, which is might be just like yours.
All right. I'm Jewish. Mm-hmm. All right. My father's family was wiped out by Hitler. Anti-Semitism is a disgusting and vile form of bigotry which has killed millions of people. Mm-hmm. I would hope that every American condemns anti-Semitism. We condemn Islamophobia and all forms of bigotry. From what he is doing in Gaza right now, which is, in terms of humanitarian disaster, unprecedented in modern American history. 5% in 6.5 months, 5% of the population has been killed or wounded, 2/3 of whom are women and children. And Netanyahu has got to be held accountable for those actions.
Senator, I do want to ask you about something that your friend and colleague, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, said when she visited Columbia this week, and she supported the protests.
All Jewish kids should be kept safe, and that we should not have to tolerate anti-Semitism or bigotry for all Jewish students, whether they are pro-genocide or anti-genocide.
Well, I don't know exactly. Look, what I think the essential point that Ilhan made is that we do not want to see anti-Semitism in this country. And I think the word genocide is something that is being determined by the International Court of Justice. But this is what I will say. I don't think there's any doubt that what Netanyahu is doing now, displacing 80% of the population in Gaza, is ethnic cleansing. That's what it is, pushing out huge numbers of people. And now we're looking at the possibility of an attack on Rafah, where people have gone for so-called as a safety zone. So what's going on there, again, to my mind, is outrageous. And as you've indicated, I strongly oppose U.S. Funding for Netanyahu's war machine.
Okay. One last question. I know that you said that to President Biden, that you were very concerned about the U.S. continuing to send aid and weaponry to Israel. What was his response?
I'm not going to talk about the personal conversations I have with the president, but I just would say that I think I and a majority of the American people do not want to be complicit in the humanitarian disaster that Netanyahu is causing in Gaza right now.
Look, Bernie Sanders nails it. Our students who are protesting against what Netanyahu is doing in Gaza, I mean, I'm talking about our regular Christian students, Jewish students, Muslim students, they're all working together. They are working together against that murderer in Israel. And Netanyahu thinks he has the right to tell our kids about their morality when what they are doing is the humane thing? Come on, folks, wake up. Your eyes are not deceiving you. The comparison between Gaza and Tel Aviv is not an illusion. You see systematic destruction of one place, as he said, well, they're sending rockets at us. They're doing bad things. But remember, this is a conflict from the inception of the state of Israel that has always had several sides. But Netanyahu, the ones who supported with our bombs, want to bully himself to simply, you know, it's amazing how we have, whenever you're pointing a finger, how many are pointing back. He loves to talk about whenever Rashida Tlaib talks about from the river to the sea, which what she means is we all used to live in harmony before. That's what it should be. But nope. When he says that, he means blowing the smithereens out of folks who are currently there and not giving them the opportunity to exist. That's Benjamin Netanyahu. That's Bibi Netanyahu. That's what we're talking about.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.